Check, check. Okay. I know that for ladies, this time is very important for you to mingle around, but I would really would like to politely ask everyone to please take your seats, because again, I don't know if we'll really be able to cover everything, but we will try. Okay, sige, kuha lang ng coffee para hindi makatulog, para hindi ma-antiok. Okay, I think in the last session we just finished, all right, we just finished the second missionary journey of Paul. Now let's go to the third and the fourth. Now, etong fourth na to, actually, that is a debatable, because of the way it was worded. But I will give you another theory on the fourth journey. But let's look at the third. Now, in many scholars believe, nakita niyo itong third and fourth? Many scholars believe that that's the whole thing is just the third. Okay? So may school of thoughts yan, ha? So huwag kayong malito pag nag-research kayo on your own. There are different school of thoughts, just like in theology, there are people who thinks this and think that, and for good reasons. But again, for our sake, okay lang na alam nyo, pero hindi naman to makakatulong, hindi naman to very crucial sa salvation ninyo. Ang maganda rito, your salvation will not be revoked. You will see each other. We will still see each other in heaven, even if some of this you do not know. Ah, galing, no? Okay, yan ang maganda, just to assure everyone regarding, hindi ko alam to, parang, will my salvation be revoked? No, okay, just to be sure. Okay, now let's go to the third missionary journey. And this is found in Acts chapter 18, 23 to 21 to 17. No? Now, what happened is from Antioch again, Paul goes through Galatia again, pero mabilisan lang, ang pinaka-importanting spot ang pinaka-importanting spot dito is yung Ephesus. Siya yung bago. Because the other churches you will see that he passes through, he already went through in the first and second journey. Now, of course, in the second journey, you could argue that he went through Ephesus, but that was just very fast. The real work happened in Acts chapter 19. Do you still remember the Hall of Tyrannus? The Hall of Tyrannus. Yung bang si Paul nag-preach sa Hall of Tyrannus and all of Asia heard the word. Pag sinabing ganon sa Acts 19, pag sinabing all of Asia heard the word, nakita niyo yung Asia na yan? Tsaka nakita niyo yung Laodicea and Miletus, lahat yan? That's all Asia. Meaning, pag nakita niyo yung letter to Ephesus, later on, mapapansin niyo, I will say something about the Ephesians letter that gives you an idea or parang reinforces this. But sa third missionary journey, ang pinaka-prominent is the Ephesian church and the surrounding Asia Minor church, including Colossians. Ha? Nasaan yung Colossians dyan? Ladies, nakita niyo yung Laodicea? Now, Laodicea is a more prominent city, but beside Laodicea, if you're facing this, you're facing the map, di ba? If you look at Laodicea, on the right of Laodicea, southeastern ng konti, mahirap i-imagine, no? Sorry, ha? Kasi yung mga mapang yan, napansin nyo kulang-kulang. Oo, kasalanan ko yan, eh. Kasi wala akong mahanap na mapa na maganda-ganda, na bagay sa black and white. Dapat talaga colored yung printing para ganyan yung makuha nyo. So dyan ko na lang sa nilagay. Tapos hopefully you can use your imagination and use that as a reference. Okay lang ba yon? Because it's important for us to use and exercise our imagination. Sinadya ko yun. I'm just kidding. Wala talaga tayo makuha mapa. Pero can you imagine with me, is it okay if we just use your imagination for a while? Okay. If you look at Laodicea, and a little bit to the right of Laodicea, facing the mapa, is Colossae. Colossae. Dun yung Colossians. It is believed although, ito ah, it is believed that Paul did not plant the Colossian church, someone else did from the ministry from Ephesus. Because ano nangyari sa Ephesus again? For 2 years, everyone in the region heard the word. So everything around that area galing sa Ephesians. So pag sinabing letter to the Ephesians, that's Ephesus and Asia Minor, including, somehow including Colossae. That's why, do you notice that there are many parts of Colossians that are the same with Ephesians? Pansinin nyo, on slavery, on marriage, halos pareho sila. Seemingly talking to the same audience. That's Ephesians. Except that may slight difference. Later on, pagpunta natin sa letter, makikita natin yung difference ng Colossians and Ephesians. Of course, the third journey also causes them to go to Troas, Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, Corinth, Athens. And then they go back again to Jerusalem. This is where he goes back to Jerusalem again to for the most theory, he goes back again there and meets with the apostle for his next journey. Now, ito na yung fourth journey. Tuloy-tuloyin ko na kasi nandoon naman sa fourth journey niyo yung ano. After that, dito tayo, ito yung theorized ng mga tao na never happened, but, and that all of, kasi okay, balik ako ha. Para, ito try ko explain mabuti. Kasi kanina hindi mabuti yung explanation ko. Okay, nakita niyo yung Caesarea na to? Okay, pag binasa niyo ang Acts, sa Caesarea, kamontek siya mabugbog, tas dun siya, hinarap kay Festus tsaka kay Felix. Tapos, sabi niya, I appeal to Caesar. Yon. Pag sabi niyang I appeal to Caesar, dinala siya from Jerusalem, dinala siya sa Caesarea, kinulong siya doon. Now, pag pumunta ka ng Israel, sino nakapunta na ng Israel dito? Okay, sa mga taong nakapunta na sa Israel, pumunta ba kayo ng Caesarea? Okay, yung Caesarea, mayroong oval doon. Kaya pag si Paul nagsasabi about an athlete, yun yung tinitingnan niya pag nagsusulat siya. Kasi nakakulong siya doon for a while before going to Rome. Okay? So, later on, pupunta siya ng Rome doon. Ito, and so this map is a map na ano, what it talks about is nung, kasi boat ride siya eh. Tapos dyan siya nagkaroon ng mga, ano bang tawag dun sa pagka na shipwreck ka, ganon. Tapos dinala siya ng Rome. Pagdating niya ng Rome, ito hindi nakasama sa Acts ha. Kasi ang Acts, nag-stop sa Rome. Okay? Pagdating niya sa Rome na yan, nakita mo yung pumunta sa dito sa Hispania. Okay? That's Spain. Only Clement of Rome and extra-biblical materials say this. Wala to sa Acts. After Rome. Kasi yung third missionary journey, pagbalik niya doon siya na trial ulit. Tapos nag-appeal siya to Rome. I appeal to Caesar, sabi niya. You still remember that in Acts? Alam ko alam niyo yan eh. I appeal to Caesar. Yan, dinala siya dito. Pag-appeal niya kay Caesar, napunta siya sa Rome, na-acquit siya. His first imprisonment, where he wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, Philemon, the prison epistles, doon siya nagsusulat. Sa prison niya. One in Caesarea, yung Ephesians and Philippians in Rome. Sinulat niya yon. Kaya yung Ephesians, may armor of God. Bakit? Yung Roman centurion, dun sa Roman church niya, yun ang tinitingnan niya. No? Sinusulat niya yung armor of God. So nasa prison siya nung mga, ano na yun. Nung na-acquit siya, dumiretso siya, believed to be, from Rome, dumiretso siya dito. Tapos, sa Titus, napansin mo sa Titus, pag binasa mo yung sulat, ay sinabi niya kay Titus, I left you at Crete to install what? Anong tawag dun sa mga taong yun? To install bishops, mga pastor money, Pastor Jure, yan, mga pastors. After niya dito, naibalik siya ulit sa, kinulong siya ulit sa Rome. So bumalik lang siya. Ito na lang yung last trip niya na extra-biblical na hindi na natin alam. Kaya very few yung materials. Pero 3 days lang dyan, hindi mo alam saan siya. It's believed that it started from Rome. Tapos yan lang yung circuit niya na inikutan. Titus and 2 Timothy will give a few clues. But later on, it goes back at the last part sa Rome where he was martyred. Pinatay siya sa Rome. Okay? So yan yung fourth. Kaya mahirap yung material na yan kasi theorized lang yan beyond Acts 28. Theory lang yan. So yung makikita mo na yan, hindi mo alam saan kaya nag-start. Siguro sa Rome. Yan ang pinaka-best guess mo. Inikot lang niya yan. Siguro bumalik siya sa mga churches to talk to the people again. Ganun siya. Mahilig siyang bumalik sa mga churches na na-plant niya. And then Rome was his final destination. Parang palabas yun. Doon siya namatay. So yan yung fourth journey. Now, again, not everyone agrees na nagkaroon ng ganyan. Alright? So itong last map na to, pwedeng hindi nyo muna pansinin kung gusto nyo mag-stay lang sa Acts. Okay? Pero kung mag-church history kayo, possibly ma-encounter nyo yan with other extra-biblical materials. So sinasabi lang sa inyo to because there are different school of thoughts. Pero para sa atin, for our sanity, okay lang na mag-stay tayo sa 3 journeys. Within and all of the letters, okay, all of the letters except for Titus and 2 Timothy, okay, are believed to have been written after Acts 28. Possibly during the journey. Pero sabi nila, 2 Timothy was surely written in his last imprisonment. He was about to die. So, many people think 2 imprisonment, Rome. Titus, ganon. Somewhere there, written yung Titus. Okay ba yan? And so, pag titingnan nyo yung mapa, or titingnan nyo yung Acts, ano ulit ang titingnan natin? Yung 3 missionary journeys, sure tayo. Etong fourth, anong tawag dito? Chismax. Okay. Alam na natin kung ano yung chismax, ano yung totoo. Okay? Pero hindi nyo pwedeng iwasan kasi merong mga taong nagsasabi. Alright? So parang alam lang natin, may full knowledge lang kayo, tapos kayo na lang later mag-ano. Okay? Okay. Alright. May reminder si May, 12 noon daw ang lunch. I need to be reminded because if you don't remind me, I will go on and on and on. No, that's my problem. All right. Okay. So try na natin i-continue, no? Napansin mo? Yung fourth journey, pumunta na si Paul hanggang saan? Ang layo. First 3 journeys saan? Ito lang. Yan lang inikot niya. To perspective lang sa inyo. Yung fourth journey, wala dyan sa mapa niyong yan. Yan lang ang nilagay ko kasi yan ang nasa Acts. Yang tumalon siya hanggang Rome, nasa Acts pa rin yan. Pero actually, all of his journey na legit na makikita mo sa Acts, nandyan lahat. Except for the trip to Rome where he appealed to Caesar. Okay ba yan? So at least may perspective kayo na ito lang yung pinag-uusapan natin dati. The fourth journey, ang conjecture is that he went this way. That's why nagplant ng Church of Spain and all that. Okay ba yan? Alright. So okay naman yung perspective, di ba? Okay. Moving on. What is the purpose of Acts? Pastor, ang tagal nung Acts. Eh, talagang ganun eh. Mahaba siya eh. 28 chapters. Parang awa nyo naman. Okay. What's the purpose of Acts? So we talked about the authorship. We talked about its outline. Saan papunta? Especially the 13 onwards. Kasi yun yung doon magme-make sense ang Pauline epistles. Okay, now we talk about the purpose. Bakit ba sinulat ang Acts? One, is historical. To demonstrate the growth of the church from the isolated city of Jerusalem to the great metropolis of Rome through the infilling, empowerment, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Historical. To give the church a sense of history. You know, even in the senior pastors, when we meet, one of the things we refer to whenever we have issues about how church governance should happen in some, how do we extrapolate or figure out normative practices? Acts is the place we go. because doon mo tinitingnan, ano ba yung mga normative practice sa Acts? Baka naman pwedeng i-translate ngayon dito. It gives us a sense of our history. Di ba sabi nga nila, if you don't have a sense of history, you won't have a sense of destiny. It's always good to track your trajectory in life. So sa church, ito ang trajectory natin, yung Acts. Second, theologically, the purpose. Another purpose is theology. Nasa mida ko. Nangyari na ba sa inyo yun? Nangyari na pala, pinagtatawanan niyo pa ako. Okay. Yung bang pagsalita mo na pasok doon, tapos yung larynx mo naka-open instead of your pharynx, tapos napunta sa lungs mo. Okay. In-explain ba kung paano masamid, ano? That's the anatomy of a samid. Okay. Okay, to provide an experiential framework for much of the theology of the New Testament that is expressed in the Pauline and general epistle. Now, why is this important? Why do we need an experiential framework? Now, today, bigyan ko lang kayo ng contemporary issue. One of the biggest issue in our church is the debate between the cessationists and the continualists. Alam niyo ba natin yon? Yung mga Holy Spirit. Diba? Many people think that the operation of the Holy Spirit and its gift has ceased. So ito sina MacArthur. They accuse us of being devils. Yan mo katabi mo. Yan. Inakusahan tayo. Because we operate in the gifts. However, it could not be denied that if you look at Acts, that when we were filled with the Holy Spirit, there's manifestation of the Holy Spirit. That it was not just during the Pentecost, and then after the Pentecost, it was for a purpose, and there was clear language and audible language that after that it ceased already. No. In Acts 19, in every instance in the Cornelius house, even Gentiles experience the infilling of the Holy Spirit. See, so when there is an issue, even in the present day, Acts provides us with a theological framework, an experiential framework, that when we see the church, we say, how could it be said that we are no longer, there's no longer the Spirit, while Acts is clearly displaying experientially with that framework that the Holy Spirit is at work. That's why it provides a theological backbone for us. Kaya may confidence tayo. Hindi lang tayo yung parang, naramdaman ko kasi mayroong tingling eh. Hindi tayo ganyan. Hindi tayo mystical. Missional tayo. Diba? And our so-called mysticism, if that may be how we are referred to, is not without basis. It is based on Scripture, no matter what is said. Later on, we will look into that as we read 1 Corinthians also, because that is also tumbukais in that book. Tinutumbok din siya. But this provides, see, ano sabi? An experiential framework for the Pauline. Because the Pauline epistle will provide us with the instruction and the teaching. Acts will provide us with the experience. Galing, no? So dapat, dalawa binabasa mo. Kasi yung isa may instruction, may isa may experiential framework. Okay. So both works together. Sarap pala magbasa ng New Testament, no? Okay. Kasi dati, pag binasa mo siyang dismembered, ang hirap. Pero pag medyo nakikita mo na yung connectments, okay na siya. Parang, ito pala yun. Ito pala. Marami kang aha moment. It provides you with a bit of depth. And of course, last is apologetical, which means to demonstrate the superiority of Christianity to pagan religions and to Judaism. Also defend the ministry of Paul to people who were suspicious of the mission to the Gentiles. So Acts provides us with a defense of our faith, of Christianity, that we're not just a spin-off from Judaism. Okay, and that even in the pagan world, our Christianity was able to progress not because we were theologically superior to others, not because our laws were better than the others or our moral laws are better, but because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because of the witness of people who cannot deny the validity and the historicity of the risen Christ and his ascension, we provide an apologetics about Christianity. See, Christianity is here not because of the New Testament we hold. The New Testament was not there during this time. The New Testament came about because of the resurrection of Christ. Without the resurrection of Christ, we are nothing. Our faith is futile. We are still in our sins. Go home. Ay, sorry. Hindi naman ako galit. Yan ang sabi ni Paul. Ini-imitate ko lang. Alright? So, ang galing, di ba? Pag nakikita natin, so it provides an apologetics for what we believe. So ngayon, pag may kaharap kayong mga taong are going against us and even hitting on our historicity, Acts is one of the places we look at. It provides an apologetics, a defense of what we believe and why we believe what we believe. Ganda ng Acts, no? How many of you are glad na natapos na ang Acts? How many of you are celebrating the fact na natapos din tayo sa Acts? Okay? Hi, salamat, natapos na rin yung Acts. So yung mapa, nakita nyo naman. And of course, again, you can look at this on your own time. Parang awan nyo na, huwag natin puntahan to. Okay, maawan naman tayo sa atin. But I will hit on this as I go to the letters anyway. But this is a reference for you when you prepare a message maybe. Okay? Or when you help your husband prepare a message. Or kung gusto mo lang siyang guluhin. Okay? Eh, honey, ano ba ito? Ah, ba, ano ba yan? Yan, okay? So all of that, from the conversion of Paul, and again, provides you with good framework based on the book of Acts. Pansinin mo yung Paul's visit. Paul is acquitted. Wala na sa Acts 27. Lampas na. 1 Timothy, Titus. Those are the books that are inferred to, or at least it surmises that it was the one that contributes to the fourth missionary journey and the information therein. Again, not solid information. At best, inference lang makukuha natin. So yan, it's for you and your children and your children's children. Labo talaga, eh, no? All right. Can we procedure? Okay, let's procedure. Hopefully, session 1. Session 1 pa lang. Oo, kakatapos pa lang ng introduction. Alam nyo, nakikita-kita ako ng future. I'm not prophetic, pero hindi na ako maiimbita rito. Sabi ni, si Judy tatawa-tawa lang yun, pero hindi ka na makakabalik dito. Ang ginagawa, pagpatuloy yan. Ayan, gano'n, di ba? Kasi tingnan mo naman, di ba? Introduction pa lang, ubus na tayo. Okay, so this will be the last time that we'll be seeing each other. It's been a pleasure really teaching you and serving all of you. Let's go to the Galatians. How many of you now know have an idea of Galatians as a letter? Only because we discuss Acts in a way that helps us get a grasp of where this is happening. Okay. Let's look at Galatians. Galatians is what you call the freedom letter. It's the Magna Carta of Christian liberty. Pag sinabi mong Magna Carta, Magna means great, Carta means charter. A charter is a document given by a sovereign to give you and make you understand your privileges. And the reason it's Magna Carta of the Christian liberty is because Galatians, just like Romans, although much more contracted, gives us an idea of our freedom in Christ, provides us with a theological basis of our freedom in Christ by grace apart from works. So yan ang Galatians. Kaya siya, it's the Magna Carta of Christian liberty. In fact, Martin Luther calls Galatians his Catherine. Now, for those of you who might not know who Catherine is the wife of Martin Luther. And for him, pag sinabi niyang my Catherine, it's mean if there's any book he will not part with, it is Galatians. Okay. So, ganun ka dramatic itong si Luther, no? So, Galatia again, for those of you, for again as a repetition, which is intentional, is those places where we call Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. Possibly some of the cities around it, but these are the prominent ones and are mentioned particularly in Acts 14 and 16. Okay? Now, Sorry, nawawala na ako ng boses eh. The style of the epistle is very passionate. Alam mo yung Galatians is, because it's one of the first letter, and bagong-bagong convert lang to, si Paul. Now, sino sa inyo nakilala nyo si Pastor Ferdy nung bagong-bago pa siyang pastor? Hanggang doon na lang ako. Mm-mm. Pero talagang sobrang passionate. Sinabi pa lang niyang, I believe. Hindi pa sinasabi what he believes. Believe ka na. Yes. Yes. Because of the? Pa, oh, totoo. I believe. Oh, yes. I, what? You don't have to say anything. I believe. I'm a believer. Ganun na agad, di ba? And so, for those of you who know Pastor Ferdy, di ba? And I had the privilege, or it depends how you look at it, a scary experience of being under his discipleship in my first few moments. I never came back after the second or third meeting. Nakakatakot. Malate ka lang. Alam mo yon. Pero nakita mo yung passion. What one thing, in fairness to Pastor Ferdy, one thing that made me stay, in fairness sa kanya, but unfair ba tayo sa kanya? In fairness to him, one thing that made me stay is the passion I saw in him. You know, you might be scared with him. Pag may girlfriend ka, hindi mo aaminin. Do you have a girlfriend? No, no. I-deny mo lahat. Ganyan, ganyan magtuturo. Ha? Pag na-late ka. So all of those. Now, picture Paul. Kasi para makarelate kayo, hindi nyo makilala si Paul. Pero si Pastor Ferdy, kilala niya, di ba? Oh, kitang-kita. At wag nating palusutin si Pastor June. Naku. Nung nag-uumpisa kami sa TAF. Kailangan ko ata ng victory weekend. Hindi na ako makatuloy. Hindi, ganun, ganun. Okay, so at least sila, kasi mga na-encounter ko sila. But Paul was very passionate and very bold. This is one of the letters that's called a polemic letter. Now, what is a polemic? It comes from the word, Greek word polos, which means to be at war with. Now, in church history, there are two types of people who arose in church history because of the issues surrounding the church. They're what you call the apologetic fathers and the polemic fathers. The apologetic fathers are the one who wrote, like Justin Martyr, which is the pen name also of Pastor Jun Divierte, who is one of our, in my opinion, one of our best apologists here in the Philippines. Idol ko siya. Paglaki ko, gagayahin ko siya. Matanda na yun eh. Anyway. Now, Pastor Jun Divierte, like the Justin Martyr he is a person, he's very gentle. Diba? Tinitira na niya yung belief mo, nakatawa ka pa rin. Bakit? Ang bait eh. Ay, ganito kasi yan. Ganun, diba? Napakalumanay. Pag nagturo dito yan, ang lumanay niyan. Ikaw ba galit na? Oo. Ganun, diba? So, ganun siya. He's an apologist. And those are people who would wait for an attack and then defend. A polemic person is the one who will attack and not wait. Now, wala tayong ganyan dito sa movement natin, but in the Philippines, we have one. Very popular. His name is Eli Soriano. He is a polemic. He will sit down in his service and say, eh, alam mo ba yung pinaniniwalaan ng mga iglesia niyan? Mga walang alam yan. Ganon. Eh, mga Kristiyano, humihingi na humihingi. Mga ganon. Polemic. He will attack. He is always at war. Paul, in this case, took a polemic stance. Nagalit siya. Bakit siya nagalit? Because there were people called the Judaizers. Now, these people, ano ba ang Judaizer? These are people who would always follow Paul. Aalamin niya kung anong itinerary ni Paul. Sino si Paul? Pag nahulog ka, that's the Paul. Okay? Okay. Pero itong si Paul, balik tayo kay Paul, huwag tayo sa Paul, kasi nahulog ka nga eh. Na? Alam mo naman tayo, nagkamali na, mapahiya ka na, tuloy-tuloyin mo na, di ba? The F and the P, di ba? Alam mo na, sino nagkamali na doon? Tawa-tawa kayo? Okay. Sige lang, pagpatuloy niyo yung pamamahiya sa akin. Anyway. Now, etong mga Judaizers, sumusunod to kay Paul. Now, hindi naman ganun ang lakad, pero alam mo, para lang may theatrics tayo ng konti, di kayo antukin. Sumusunod yan, and every time Paul would preach grace and freedom in Christ, they would come and say this. And this is particularly what they're saying. You cannot be a Christian unless you become a Jew first. Ulitin ko. I can say so many things about, but the summary of a Judaizer is this. before you become a Christian, be a Jew first. Now, what is a Jew? A Jew is someone who adheres not just to the moral law, but to the what? To the ceremonial law. That you must add to what Christ has done for you on the cross. That Christ's work is not enough. That Christ paid a down payment and after that you pay the amortization in business terms. So galit na galit siya. Nanggagalaiti siya. Sa sobrang galit niya. In fact, nagmura siya dito. Well, many would say na it was a bad word because he spoke in such a way to the circumcision group, ang tawag niya. He said this, if taking off skin will make you holy, why don't you go ahead and emasculate yourself? Ang ganda ng English, emasculate. But the Greek word, nako, hindi ba ata pwedeng sabihin dito? Kasi may mga single. Ang pag may asawa, pwede. No? Pero the way he said it, was like, pag ikaw ngayon, nakinig ka kay Paul, ano ang sabi mo? Ay, grabe naman, apostle ba yan? Ganyan. Ganyan ang magiging reaction mo sa kanya. Kasi he was not mincing. He was so angry. He was saying, you think that will give you holiness? Go, hey, let's move on. I might say something that is not very pleasant, no? But that's what he said. Galatians, and dun mo mapapansin, at the early stage, passionate. Pero mapapansin mo pagdating ng Thessalonica, para 2 years or two later, as a mother to a child, as a father, wait, sino to? Ito ba si Pastor Ferdy? Parang ganon. Pastor Ferdy, ikaw yan? Oo, bakit? Si Pastor Ferdy ngayon, bumait na. Hindi siya mabait dati. Mas mabait. Ah, comparatively. Mabait, mas mabait. Diba? Kasi si Pastor Ferdy ngayon, pagka humarap na siya sa'yo, ano na siya? How can I help? May ano siya? Mother na, fatherly na siya. Kasi, lahat tayo dumadaan sa sanctification process. Lahat pala. Tawa kayo ng tawa, kayo din ganun. Ako din ganun. Diba? Nung umpisa, pag mag-preach ka, alam mo kung sino ka. Pero later on, ma-realize mo, man, grabe yung pinagdadaan ng mga taong to. We cannot do it this way. Let's speak to them in a way that is full of mercy and grace, seasoned with salt. Ganon. So, hindi to naiiba. Ang pinagdadaanan ng asawa nyo, normal yan. Pinagdaanan ni Paul yan as proof of Galatians. Kaya mapapansin mo, pati yung chronology ng letter, importante. Kasi nalalaman mo yung disposition ng puso ng tao at paano siya binabago ng Panginoon. Pag hindi mo alam yung chronology, parang nagalit lang siya dito, ano ba siya, schizo ba siya, bipolar ba siya, hindi ganon. Huwag mo siyang i-judge ng ganon. Kasi itong taong to, binabago siya ni Lord. Nag-journey siya kay Lord and the letter proves that. Ang galing, no? Although, mayroon isang letter na nagalit din si Paul. Pero hindi nakatulad ng Galatians. Bakit? Nag-mature na siya eh. Galing, no? Pero mayroon isang book. Malalaman mo later, may reveal pa, no? Nakapareho halos ng Galatians. Okay? Kaya ang Galatians, di ba? Yan yung book na Galatia. Oh, hindi to. Para maalala mo lang. Galatia. Oo. Pilipino yung nagsulat ng Galatia. Kasi, kulang na lang. Yung words na ginamit niya, distasteful. Ibig sabihin, pag kayo nakaupo dati, binasa niyo yan, di nyo... Di ba tayo ngayon, pag may narinig tayong crass language sa pulpit, what kind of a pastor is? Ganun ang gagawin mo kay Paul. But how many of us are, can I just say this? How many of us, when people hear young preachers make a mistake, we're gracious to them? That our job is not to, if people judge Paul and disqualified him at the beginning, we won't have all that we have today. But you know, we are serious about raising the next generation. They will make a mistake, but that's part of empowering. There will be mess. But the question is, are we willing to be the conduit of God's grace so that these people will have a chance to become the Paul they are in the future? Galing ng Galatians, no? Because Paul made that mistake. Dito. Hindi naman ang mistake na mali. Kasi in-inspire naman siya. Nakita na. Nagkamali si Lord. Hindi. I believe God showed that as a lesson for us today. That in the midst of the imperfections of His instruments, He could show us His wondrous grace. Grabe si Lord, no? Kapit, nangilabo tuloy ako. Bakit ba? Moving on. All right. So the occasion, teachers known as the Judaizers are preaching a different gospel, which I've already explained. And also, another occasion of this book, Galatians, or this letter, is that the Judaizers argue that Paul was not an authentic apostle. Now, I want you to understand today that there are, in our churches, modern day Judaizers. Yung bang pasabat-sabat na mga tao dyan sa church niyo? Marami sa Victory ganyan. In Victory, there are a certain group of people who are, how do you call it? Israel, Israel. We love Israel. To a place where they talk to your members and then ask them to have Sabbath with them and they will recite the Shema. So, ito, Judaizers to, they're adding to things. Oh, ito, dapat ginagawa nyo to. Mas may blessings ka dito. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka ma-bless ni God kung wala yon. Anong klaseng, di ba? So, they're adding. Tapos, ito yung gagawin nila. Sa synagogue nila, Paul is not honored. Kasi, they cannot continue their teaching if Paul was included in their teaching. Pansinin nyo, maniwala kayo sa, hindi ko kayo niloloko. Sa church, nangyayari yan. Nangyayari yan sa Malate, nangyayari yan sa Ortigas. Alam ko yan. Si Jun De Vierte, alam niya yan. Nagkakwentuhan kami ni Jun De Vierte about these kinds of people. They are in our church. They are Judaizers, modern day. And you know how they discredit our freedom in Christ? They will say, Paul, he's not really an apostle. Hindi na bago yung ginagawa nila. Dati pa ginawa na. Kaya nagalit si... Pikon si Paul eh. Ano, suntukan na lang. Ganun si Paul. Yan yung ano niya. Ano, sinilalaban siya akin. Ganun to si Paul. Because they can only proceed with the teaching if they discredit him. So I want you to be aware. It's happening today in our church. I think in Makati, there are people like that also. The Israelites of today. The Judaizers of today. Meron ganun. Meron ba dito? Alam niyo yung sinasabi ko? Okay, alam ko meron din. Alam ko sa Caloocan meron din eh. Kung saan-saan yan eh. Okay. I had a separate meeting with my coaching leaders and the Victory Group leaders in Malate just to address this and tell them how to answer these people when they start propagating these false teachings. Because kailangan natin tulungan yung tao natin. Kung paano humarap sa mga to. Kasi magagaling din sila eh. Tinuturuan din sila sa synagogue. May synagogue dito. Nandun sila lahat, nako-convert. Sa pag Friday, di mo na makikita yan. Nagsasabat na sila. Ginagawa nila yan. Okay, Galatians was written to what? Refute. Talagang, nako, ayun. Because he insisted the message of the Judaizers was not a version of the gospel, or gospel 2.0, but a completely different gospel. Sabi ni Paul, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and wants to distort the gospel of Christ. So, pumunta siya ng Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, some people includes Pisidia, Antioch as part of Galatia, Southern Galatia ang tawag. Tinipo na ako, sa Southern Galatia, and right behind him, Judaizers. That's why pagbalik sa Jerusalem, sulat. Pagsulat, Jerusalem Council. After ng Jerusalem Council, travel, second journey, punta sa Tarsus, punta sa Galatia. Ito, aside from my letter, ito pa ang desisyon sa Jerusalem. Hindi ako apostle. Kasi, ang dating sinabi, later on, nagmamadali ako sa paaking ano. Sige, tuloy ko na. Bakit may theme sa gitna? Galatians was written to defend Paul's apostolic message and authority. So yun yung dalawang ano, refute and defend. Okay. Yun, sinabi kong umikot ha. Okay, second ano journey. Tanda. So anong theme? Authentication of Paul's authority. Now tingnan mo. Nung una, yan. Relax lang. Sorry, hindi ko napindot eh. Huwag kayong magalit sa akin. Ano mo meron dyan? Tatapang eh. Ito na po, ayan na oh. Okay, look at this. The accusation is this. Paul's teaching, una, it encouraged moral license. Kasi grace na lang, wala na yung law. Later on, we'll talk more about that. Paul defends his authority not because he wants respect, but because he wants to defend his message. So don't make a mistake na insecure lang siya. And so this is what happens. This is how he defends himself. He said this. He says this in Galatians. Huh? He was an apostle before he met the other apostles. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Let me read that for you. But and if you have your Bible, you can read it. But when he who has set me apart, who is when he who set me apart? God. Before I was born, my revelation si Paul. Na I was set apart before. I guess when he was in the road in Damascus, God said more than what is said in the scripture because he says something here that was not said in Damascus. That's where you can infer and have a conjecture on probably God said more and revealed more to Paul than he said in Acts. Called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. So this is just a reminiscent of Acts chapter 9, that God himself was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I may preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately consult with anyone. Ibig sabihin, hindi siya agad pumunta sa mga apostle para magpa-stamp of approval. He went actually after his road to Damascus. He did not go to the apostle. He was prayed over at Antioch and he went straight to his first mission. Not talking to Peter, not anyone. Somehow, although alam ko nagka-encounter na sila ni Peter, but it was not for his apostolic affirmation. If I would say that, no? I did not, nagmamadali ako kasi wala ng oras eh. But I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, then I went to Jerusalem. He also said that when, ito pa sinabi niya, I'm an apostle before they told me, before I was born, God called me. Second, sabi niya, when he met them in Jerusalem, after 3 years, sabi dito, he was received as an equal. In Galatians chapter 2, he says, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, they gave me the right hand of fellowship. Ano sabi ng right hand of fellowship? You're equal with us. You're with us. You're amongst us. And number 3, he found it necessary to rebuke Peter, the chief apostle. Sabi niya, when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face. He did not go to Jerusalem, but Peter went to Antioch. Why did Peter go to Antioch again? After Cornelius, a church was, and then he went there to see what was happening. And for a time, kasama niya sina Cornelius, kumakain sila. Dung dumating yung ibang contingent from Jerusalem, humiwalay siya. Tapos sabi ni Paul, anong kalokohan yan? Alika nga dito, Peter. Nakita mo to. Yan ang right hand of Peter. Kaya ginanon niya si Peter. Version ko yun. NIV, Nixon International Version. Okay, bilisan ko na para makapag-lunch tayo. Bino mo, Galatians pa lang tayo. Di ba kayo Galate? Na yan pa lang tayo? Okay. Let's go. Okay. Another theme is Christ and the... No. So ito yung mga theme, ha? Bilisan ko na. Sabi ng iba, dapat lang. Okay, ito na, binibilisan ko na. Hindi ko na i-add yung mga ibang gusto pang chismax, pero ito na. Okay, so una, ano yung mga theme? Ano yung purpose niya? To refute. Second, ano? To defend his apostleship. So yung first theme niya, yung first part ng Galatians, dinefend yung apostleship niya. Yung latter part ng Galatians, he talks about freedom in Christ. He talks about the Christ and the law. He talks about how the law was a teacher to Christ. He was talking about the ceremonial law. And then later on, so he says, now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. So most of it, he was talking to Jew. And when bago tayo kumain, at alam ko gusto niyo nang kumain at naiinis na kayo sa akin, pero pakinggan niyo muna to. Sa galit na yung tiyan niyo, di ba? Galit yung tiyan. Okay. Pag sinabing law, tapos si Christ, they are pitting against, nagkamali ng interpretation ang mga tao. Okay, ha? Bakit? Alright. Di ba Christ and the law? Mamaya-mamaya, sabihin to ni Paul. Another theme is life by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Okay. As I close, Galatians. Ito yung ibig sabihin ni Paul. Ano ang accusation sa kanya ulit? That he is moral license for sin. So nag-explain siya. Si Christ and the law, and it was clear that Christ fulfilled the ceremonial law. But when it comes to the moral law, he fulfills it by the Spirit in us so that we will not gratify the flesh. So there is no place to say na you are licentious. Because the full message of Paul is freedom from the ceremonial law, but life by the Spirit so that we could live by the moral law. That's Galatians. Kaya galate na galate siya, sinabi niyang lahat yun. Pero it could not be misunderstood. Kasi pag nagkamali tayo, ang iisipin natin, ang bait naman pala ni Lord eh. The law is already fulfilled. Yes, he fulfilled the ceremonial law. That's why he was speaking to the Jew. The ceremonial was finished. Don't do it anymore. Stop Judaizing them. However, the moral law is still there. And that's why God gives us the Holy Spirit so that we will have power over sin. Because sin is not just about the law. Sin is a power. And he said, you have no power against it. Only by my Holy Spirit that you could live by the Spirit and not gratify the flesh. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the letter to Galatians. Which, because your chan is Galate, we will now proceed to lunch. But who will come and ako ba magdi-dismiss sa kanila to lunch? Okay, papapray ba natin yung food? Okay na rin? Oh, sige, pagpray ko lang yung food. Sino Galate na ang chan? Okay, tama-tama yung ating ano, sinadya ko talaga yan. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for everything we have just learned from your word. Thank you, God, for the finished work of Christ. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fellowship of your church. Thank you for the food. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.